when we go through tragedies and joys, one of the temptations is to think you're in it alone. No one understands me, as if no one could go through what I am going through. There's a story about a young boy who was living in the country, and he was always sad about how poor they were. They had an outhouse by the creek. They had no indoor plumbing or water. We had to go to the well and get it. And so the boy was frustrated by his poverty and hated the outhouse because it smelled in the summer, it smelled in the winter, it was hot, it was cold. One day he was so frustrated that during a rainstorm, he pushed the outhouse into the creek. The next day his father goes, "Son, was it you that pushed our outhouse into the creek?" The boy says, "Yes, father, but remember, when George Washington cut down the cherry tree, his father forgave him because he told him the truth." And the father goes, "Yes, but the father was not in the cherry tree." We are involved with what we go through, and people go through it with us. In today's gospel, we speak about John the Baptist preparing the way for the Lord. And we've spoken in Ukrainian about how repentance is rooted in love, not in shame and not in sorrow, although those are characteristics. But when I want to change my life, I do it because I love you. Because you have to live life with me, and I want to give you a better me. I may be sorry, I may be disappointed in what I have done, and disappointed in the image that is shattered by reality. But sorrow is not the core of repentance. It's love that's the core of repentance, because I want to help you by giving you a better brother, father, mother, sister. And so when we go through pain and sorrow and loss, we may think that I'm the only one going through it. But everyone who loves you, everyone who is involved with you, every stranger who meets you has a share in your life, because they may not be going through everything you're going through, but they see the effects upon you and they have to deal with you. So every time you say, "My life is like this," have you ever gone to a store where the clerk is unhappy with her life? Doesn't it have an effect on you? Have you ever met someone that has to fix your car who's not happy, or help you with the house, or anything else that you have interactions with? We cannot separate what we go through from the people that have to deal with what we are going through. And in some ways, when you say, "I will try to deal with this better, and make this person's life better, even though I am feeling pain in my life," that will help you. How often people said, "It is better to give than to receive." That was one of Jesus' catchphrases that is repeated often. Invariably, when you try to help someone else, to be kind to someone else, you lessen your own suffering, you mitigate what you are going through, and you can bring joy into your life if you come out of yourself and say, "I'm not the only one going through life, but all the people I will meet today are going through life with me. Let me help them by being nicer, by being kinder, even though I have this pain in my heart, this uncertainty in my life, but this love in my heart." Христос рождається.